Introduction. How rich?
What's $1,000? Mere chicken feed. A paltry matter.
Groucho Marx from the coconuts.
This is a short-ish book with a hefty-ish price, but a price probably worth paying for those who absolutely, positively, even desperately wish to be rich. Not super rich, mind you. Not filthy, stinking rich. This book cannot assist anyone who aspires to the Bill Gates or Duke of Westminster leagues. No book can do that, and this is not our concern here. Bill's vast fortune, I would suggest, did not arise simply from the implementation of good ideas or the fulfilment of any single vision. It derives from deep within Bill Gates, and we'll come on to that later. The Duke, of course, inherited his massive fortune. Today he is apparently worth the best part of £5 billion. His job is to safeguard that fortune for succeeding generations of dukes, especially from the predations of greedy tax collectors and spendthrift governments. I don't envy him such a task. It must be weary work labouring for descendants he'll never meet. The Duke, then, is massively asset-rich and relatively cash-poor. Relatively, mind. No pun intended. We'll come on to that later in this chapter. Relative wealth is a fascinating subject. No, this book is about becoming one of the common or garden rich, world-class footballer rich, or J.K. Rowling rich, or rich enough to stop looking at the price of almost anything that takes your fancy. Rich enough to retire, or to work 18 hours a day, or drink yourself into oblivion every night, if that's what you want. Rich enough to smile sweetly or sneer at bank managers, depending on what you had for breakfast that morning. To turn your relatives green with poorly concealed jealousy while they creep around with their hands out. Rich enough to buy a massive yacht, I don't advise it though, and sail away into the sunset like the owl and the pussycat for years on end.